Well, welcome back to the Iced Earth Retrospective. I'm going through these albums because I have time to. I want to try to get two of these out a day, so it's my goal. But with this, I like putting out consistency, so you can get through all these in one go if you wanted to. I've been planning this for a while, so that's why I'm able to do it like that, but you gotta plan in advance, my friend. Don't think too far ahead or you'll end up locking yourself, you'll soft lock yourself into a corner. But anyway, today's album we're taking a look at. The final Tim Owens album with Iced Earth, as well as a return to an earlier album. That being Framing Armageddon, Something Wicked, Part 1. And this is also the rarest vinyl I own. This thing's pretty rare on vinyl now, so happy to own it. But, before we get to this actual album, we gotta talk about an EP Iced Earth released before this, Overture of the Wicked. Was released in, I'm not sure when this was released in June of 2007. But yeah, going into 2007, Iced Earth would release the EP, Overtures of the Wicked, which contained the single off the album, for Framing Armageddon, 10,000 Strong, and a redone version of the Something Wicked trilogy with Tim Owens. In September of 07, we would actually see the release of Framing Armageddon. Before I get to that, I want to talk a little bit about this EP, 10,000 Strong. That song is killer. The trilogy redone is okay. Not as good as the originals, though. So, they're not bad. But go listen to the originals. They blow them away. They send them home to a room morgue at that point, honestly. But in September of 2007, we would see the release of the next full length from them, titled Framing Armageddon, Something Wicked, Part 1, which we would revisit the Something Wicked storyline in more detail in a 19-track album. You could tell right from the start this album's going for a more cinematic approach with a 2-minute intro with like these African type drum beats there. That feeling definitely flows through this record, really. Highlights on the sound for me would be the opening actual song, Something Wicked, Part 1, Setting and Massacre, A Charge to Keep, that's a really fun one, 10,000 Strong, that song is really good. The Clouding, Framing Armageddon, and the last actual track, When Stars Collide. This album is easily their most ambiguous album to date, I would say. This and its follow-up. With the storyline, which does go through all 19 of these songs. The one flaw I can say with this album is, I feel like they definitely did put some of these interludes in just for the storyline. They don't really assist the music or anything. They don't really add to the music of the album, which is an annoyance. But, for the most part, I can highly recommend this one. I think it's a really solid album, man. Also, the production on this is top-notch, as you would expect from Iced Earth at this point, with a very cinematic-type sound going on here. I'm saying that word a lot, this review. Also, this would have Brent Smedley returning to the drums, which is awesome. Awesome to have him back in Iced Earth after a Richard Christie was on the previous album. He did a great job as well with Iced Earth. Every musician that's been in Iced Earth has been pretty awesome for the most part. So, I believe this album did have a Troy Seeley appear on the album, but he didn't play on it. But let me see here. Also, going through, I'm checking the booklet real quick, make sure I got that right. Got some great artwork, especially on the vinyl. It really pops really well. Yeah, the line for this was John Schaefer, Tim Owens, Brett Smedley, Dennis Hayes on bass, and Troy Seeley, which I believe this was the only album. He didn't fully join the band at this point, hence why, if you look up Wikipedia on the Wikipedia like summary for this album, it only says credits him on a few tracks. It credits them as a three-piece band on Wikipedia, which, eh, I don't know how I feel about that. But yeah, that was Framey Armageddon. Stay tuned, because the next album continues the story arc, so I'll see you next time with when we discuss the return of Matt Barlow, The Crucible of Man, Something Wicked Part 2. So yeah, guys, have a good day, night, whatever time you're listening to this, and keep it brutal.